the world would be a much darker place without expression and without art. Because without that release and without that just creative flow that art provides, everything would be all bottled up within people, and it would just be a lot more of a hostile and dark, for lack of a better word, place.
That was Xavier Searle, a trumpet player. He considers himself an artist because he has been playing trumpet for some years now and uses it as a form of expression.
This is I Am, a podcast where we explore different social identities.
Xavier is an artist, more specifically of the musical sort.
It can be a representation of things people don't want to admit about themselves. For instance, if somebody has a large amount of issues and they hear a piece where the composer had a large amount of issues as well, and the composer translated that through their music, then they can connect with it and it'll just resonate with them and they'll feel less alone. First time I heard Chaik 5, it was the French horn solo at the beginning of the second movement. I guess I can only really describe that as tunnel vision. It was sort of, I just zoned out and there was only this horn solo, and that's all I knew in the entire world until the solo was over. And it was sort of one of those moments where it was, I really want to be part of something where there are players of that caliber.
What defined Xavier as an artist was his dedication to trumpet playing.
He's been playing the instrument since the sixth grade, but he didn't always feel so serious about it.
When I started, I wasn't really into it, and I didn't really care that much. My hand couldn't fit around a bassoon, and I wasn't good enough at saxophone, so they made me play trumpet. It was sort of just something to do to, one, fill up my schedule, and I heard that being in band was fun. Now it's pretty much the only thing I do or care about. I keep playing trumpet because it's pretty much all that I am, symbolized by a piece of metal and by an idea that surrounds the trumpet. Because there's just so much you can do on trumpet. It's kind of a spectrum of things that you can do, and I really like the freedom that trumpet provides to me to be able to express myself.
You got there.
That's the soundtrack to my life. On the most basic level, I suppose, it's helped me make friends through high school band and marching band and jazz band and concert band and orchestra. That one doesn't have band in it. I thought I was going to say band again. But on a deeper level, it's really given me somewhere to go when I don't really have somewhere else to turn with my own struggles and whatnot. So I've always been able to just play trumpet and everything else goes away, and by the time I'm done playing, it's just seemingly better.
Pursuing music this seriously hasn't always been an easy thing for Xavier.
Because it's metal pressing against my face, there's only so much I can do in a day without exhausting myself. I don't have necessarily the endurance that professionals would. My sophomore year in marching band, there were like 125 sets in the show, and on set 27, there was this big, I guess, block of chords, and I started on a relatively high note, and we were at this show, and it was cold and it was raining in Dayton, Ohio, and I hit this note, and my lip split down the middle because of how cold my instrument and my face had gotten, and so then I couldn't play for almost a week while that healed, because it was just right in the middle on both lips. It was pretty horrible. It's awful.
Like, what makes that worth it?
Them making music is all that matters to me. So there's going to be moments of discomfort, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to play, because music is sort of my driving force in life. Trumpet is something I'm going to succeed at or die trying.
This has been Thea Nicolau
and Caroline Heil. For more podcasts like this, visit whje.com.
Oh, I hate myself.